episode 63 of Comics and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Chris.
And I'm Lumpy.
And this is the review show that reviews comics chronologically. Kind of. Alright, you got anything to say before I go further here? You want to get anything out of the way?
No, we want to do it while we're talking so that we can, you know, mess it up and make you have to edit it out.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting for. Alright, we're going into Detective Comics number 66. It was released in August 1942. It is 13 pages long. It was written by Bill Finger, Bob Kane, Jerry Robinson, George Russo's, Irish Knapp, and Whitney Ellsworth. This one's called The Crimes of Two-Face. And
finally,
66 episodes in.
Yeah.
Or I guess it's comics in. Well, even more considered if you count Batman. But
it's funny because, yes, we are going into Two-Face. We mentioned him one, maybe two podcasts ago because they had a district attorney on there, remember?
Yeah, the DA.
So do you think maybe they got that from that? Who knows?
Oh, I don't know. Because the way this is structured, well, I'm going to spoil it right now. This ends on the 2P continued.
Yeah, yeah. Weird, too, because it's not for the next
yeah, it's, comic it's either. It's 2P continued for 2 months from now, so.
Yeah, find out in October.
So, I don't know if they just didn't have it written and they had the Penguin one, which is the next one, already written, or if it
they
was,
were trying to sell the comic.
Or they were saving Two-Face for Halloween because he's kind of a Jekyll and Hyde thing.
I didn't think of that. That's a good point. I was thinking they were trying to sell the Batman comic. You know, like, oh, you can't finish it. You got to go buy the Batman comic. So.
Yeah, but
and it tricks people. Because people, it says October, you know people don't pay attention. So they're like, oh man, I gotta get the next one and find out what Harvey Dent
did. Well, yeah, that's what I mean. If they went to sell, they'd just put it in the next month.
Well, yeah, that'll make people buy both months because people forget it said October instead of this month.
That's fair, because, I mean, I guess they don't have, well, that's not true because the Penguin's on the front of the next cover.
True, he is right on the front cover.
So, anyway, before we go into this comic proper, I just want to point out in the notes of this DC comic site that I'm on, it says Larry Jordan, one of the other detectives, is promoted to district attorney to replace the murdered district attorney Cole in that comic.
Okay.
So I don't know why that's a note.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess that's a big deal.
Was that the district attorney who got, did he get killed in that one issue that we read?
No. This is one of the other detectives in Detective Comics.
I know. I'm saying, was it like a crossover thing or something, or does it
matter? No, I think that district attorney in that comic must have been a major character, and maybe it's the first time a major character death happened or like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's noted there, so I figured I'd just bring it up.
That's a weird note.
Yep. Anyway, cover time. Uncle Chris, take it away.
They're on the Back to the Future street with the big clock.
They are.
And they're trying to stop the clock tower from changing so that, you know, what's his name? I can't even remember. Michael J. Fox can't drive his car over. And even they even have a wire going from the clock tower.
His name was Marty.
Marty McFly, that was his name. I'm doing Batman right now. I'm not doing Back to the Future. They already did that minute. And he didn't go back to 1942 anyway, did he? I don't know when he went back to, but it wasn't.
I think it was 1960 something.
So Robin's tied to a clock on a clock tower. Batman's got a tightrope that he's walking over to save Robin. And then there's a guy in a brown suit who could be Harvey Dent, but it's because his face is turned. We don't know. And he's got a gun pointed at Batman.
So Robin's got, like, I guess a handkerchief tied around his mouth.
Yeah.
And I guess it's to show that he's gagged, right? But right. It kind of looks like the Lone Ranger or something.
He does. He looks like a cowboy bandit or something.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to bring this up because I read this comic on a website, so I saw the older version. And then on my version, like, they kind of remastered the cover. The original is way better than the remastered. The remastered, Robin looks like he's 40. And on the original, he still looks like Robin. I don't know what yours looks like.
I must have the original because mine looks like Robin.
It just on mine, he just looks like older or bigger or something like the Wet. But in the original, it doesn't look that way.
Like, well, mine has green hair. Does he have green hair on your good one or the bad one?
That must be the original.
Okay.
Because on this one, he has blue hair.
So I okay, got. He's got. I got two. I got two covers.
Okay.
And one of them is kind of washed out, and he doesn't look as pronounced. He just looks like Robin. And then I got another one that does look like it's been like updated, and he looks more like defined, like muscly Robin. Is that what you're talking
yes,
about?
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't have muscly Robin. I have regular Robin.
Oh, and I just feel like on the original cover, I liked it better.
I don't know. It's not much of a difference.
It just caught my eye a lot. I don't know why. It just did. It was noticeable. It almost feels like when they remastered it, the lines and stuff are just a little bit skewed or something.
So I have the Chronicles. That's what I'm reading from, the Batman Chronicles. And this is the first comic in the book. So the cover's on one page, but the page before the cover is Robin in like a submarine ball, and Batman's in scuba, like has a scuba diving backpack on, but not scuba gear on, and he's shooting the ball, and Robin looks like he's dying inside the ball. It's really weird. It's really odd. I'll try to send it to you, TJ, so you can like, you know, do whatever yeah, you do you. On YouTube or something. But it is crazy looking.
So is that the boardwalk in the background? Like, is that the ocean? No, are they ships?
I think they're ships. It must be like, I don't know, is Gotham on the bay?
Yeah, I think we discussed this. It's in New Jersey, so.
I know, right. But it could be on the ocean or the bay or, you know, whatever, the river.
Yeah, that's true. It could be any of those things. We got all those. All
right, so on the original comic, you can actually see that they're boats.
Okay, yeah. I see boats.
On the new comic, you can't see that. It doesn't, it's not the same. That's a neat picture.
You say it now. So
yeah.
Hopefully, whoever's listening to this will be able to get it somewhere, like see it somewhere. Can put it because it's crazy looking.
I'll find it and put it on YouTube.
Okay. Well.
I'm sure I can get it somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I got it to you. I bought that book for you, so I can probably find it.
I mean,
it for
I just
myself.
Sent it to you. You have a copy of it on your text message. Save it.
Yeah.
And be done with it.
That's true.
So I sent you my comic cover versus the other one, so you can see what I'm talking about. In the newer one, you can't even tell that it's water or anything. It almost just looks like it's like the coloring. They changed the coloring.
You know how good this is for a podcast, us sending each other text messages?
Yes, so people can know that can't see it, but they can hear us talk about it.
So in the original, it's the bay or the ocean. And in the newer one, I believe it's the Delaware River.
I don't know. See, in the newer comic is the one that's not green.
Oh, that's the, yeah. Oh, really? It's the blue one's the newer one?
The other one.
Now, the
with
one
the
I
green
have.
Green water.
See, now the one I have, the water's purple.
Yeah, this one's, it's like totally different on all of them.
That's crazy. Again, this is not a visual podcast, so. Sorry to the listeners.
I mean, it is on YouTube.
If everybody wants to, check us out on YouTube or go do your research and see how many different covers you can find of Batman.
Or if you're like me, you don't watch your podcasts. You listen to them. I usually do them driving or I'm like, you know, taking a dump or something, playing a game.
And by the time I get to where I'm going, I forget to look up the stuff that
people tell me to look up. We apologize to those people.
That's if you guys do your jobs and I can actually release these eventually.
We're like four Probably years not. In now. We're good. The year is 2025.
Maybe by the time it gets released.
Might be.
Anyway. Yep.
Oh, and it's 10 cents and, you know.
Superman yeah, it also says meet. It says meet Two-Face at the top.
Mine does not.
Yes.
It doesn't say all yours?
No.
Like on the banner on the very top, next to number 66, mine says meet Two-Face.
Nope, I just got a red line.
On both of mine, it says meet Two-Face.
It's so crazy. We all got a different cover.
That is really crazy. That is so different on all of them.
Mine's just a red straight line across the top.
In my red straight line, in yellow, it says meet Two-Face on both of them.
Wow, weird.
All right. Anyway, moving on. Well, before we get into the story proper, this is Detective Comics, so we got a book review.
Yeah.
It's called either play ball, Lou Gehrig, or A Quiet Hero, because it's all three of those titles say it here.
Oh, okay. Maybe they read three books.
But it says play ball on the top, and it says Lou Gehrig dash A Quiet Hero. Maybe it's one whole thing. Maybe it's play ball, Lou Gehrig, Quiet Hero.
Yeah, maybe.
By Frank Graham. And then we got a Superman secret code.
Oh, yeah. Then we figure it out.
We're in Jupiter, the Jupiter code. And yes, I deciphered it.
Whoa, you had to beat that.
You want to guess?
I hope it's awesome. I hope it's awesome. I'll bet you it's about war bonds.
You're not wrong.
Superman talk of war bonds like crazy.
No, this is Bat. Well, I guess it is Superman's secret message.
Yeah.
All right. As soon as Lumpy's done going to the kitchen over there.
No, he's taking the trash out.
This fucking cat found a plastic box and just drug it across my whole floor.
My cat don't make a sound. My cat, you wouldn't even know I had a cat. She don't make a damn sound.
Just so you know, most of the sounds you hear is my cat. His name is Vanilla. And he does not care that I'm doing anything. He does his thing, and that's it.
I hope he's chocolate colored. Vanilla.
He is. He's kind of brown. And Eloise named him Vanilla.
There we go.
This is the start. I'm ready.
Uh-huh. Do you want Superman's secret code or not?
Yes, war bonds.
Your first line of defense is the line at the window selling stamps and bonds.
Whoa, there we go. Good guy. Good going, Superman. Sell them bonds.
I really need to do some more research on this. I got to find out why they were pushing bonds.
Well, because the war was, yeah. You know, it was right at the, they need to make the money back from the war.
Yeah, it was wartime effort stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why is Detective Comics doing that?
Well, also, I feel like the comics were geared toward children at that point. Were they asking kids to buy bonds and stamps?
Yes, that's exactly what they were doing.
Really?
Yeah, it was to promote stamps and bonds and stuff like that. So
to kids children.
And the kids used to collect stamps and stuff. They didn't have what we had. That was their own
paint. Right.
Anyway, on to Detective Comics number 60, whatever number we're on here.
Six.
66. We have an opening splash page. What's going on here, Lump?
It's not canon. We got a guy, because we don't know who he is yet. There's a guy reading a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde book. He looks orangey on one side, and on the other side he has a green hand and a purple suit.
It's orange in mine, by the way.
Yeah.
Orange on one side, purple on the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Is that how yours is?
Well, mine's completely in shadow. It looks orange and black on mine with, like, stripes of
purple.
Maybe
right?
Purple. Maybe yeah, purple.
Does he have a green hand?
Yes. Yeah.
Right, we'll talk about that later because I'm not positive.
Yes. Yes, we will because I'm confused by that. But yeah, his hand is green in this splash page. And he's looking back and it looks like Batman and Robin just busted in on him.
Yeah, it looks like they scared him, right? It looks like they startled him.
Yes, exactly.
All I know is that it's a good thing this isn't canon, because Batman and Robin just broke into this poor guy's house.
Also, yes. I'm not positive Batman's wearing pants. He's got boots on, but his leg is exposed. I think he might not have pants on. And Robin's definitely got shorts on.
Wardrobe change.
You know what? Looking at Batman, Batman's whole like waist must be twisted around. Maybe he's dead, because that's the back of his leg.
It's
yeah,
weird.
That's weird. He's facing forward, but it's the back of his naked leg. So somebody killed Batman and stole his pants.
Yeah. Or that's Batman there, and he's on display.
Oh, maybe. And Robin's got shorts on.
He's always has shorts on.
Does he? No, he puts green pants on, doesn't he? Oh, no, he does wear them. That's right, he wears them little under. I think he wears green shorts with flesh-colored tights underneath of it is what I think he wears.
Batman makes him wear little bloomers. That's what he does.
Anyway, we open up truly with the district attorney walking into the courthouse or something. Yeah, the courthouse with his wife, and news people are taking his picture, calling him Apollo Kent.
Yeah. I guess Apollo means like handsome.
I think so.
Apollo is the Greek god of the sun, so
yes,
it's
Greek god.
God, it's handsome, you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's a big deal. He's Harvey Kent in this one.
Yes, I was waiting to address this, but...
Which is weird, because they got Clark Kent. Why would they make him a Kent, too? Is he a cousin?
Well, I'm glad you said that. That is actually why they changed it to Harvey Dent.
Oh, is it? Okay.
And mm-hmm. I don't think this name even lasts long. I think it's just this comic.
Yep, and then they change it to Harvey Dent just because of the confusion between Clark Kent and Harvey Kent.
Well, as a kid, you would think, oh my god, he must be related to Superman.
And that, and literally, that's when I read to find out why they changed it. That's why they changed it.
That makes sense.
Wait. Lumpy did research?
Yeah, what's going on here? I mean, he does research, but it's usually right here on the podcast while we have to stall for him. Yeah.
I actually took the time to read these comics ahead of time now, and I had a little extra time, so I did look up a few things. I didn't write anything down, just so everybody knows. I didn't do anything crazy.
I thought I was the only one who worked and found a joke before we started, so.
I just read a little bit of extra stuff.
That's before we started, half the time you're still searching throughout the podcast. Don't lie.
I make those up sometimes.
No, what you do is you steal a normal joke and just add Batman or Penguin in.
Why did Batman cross the road?
Essentially, yeah. Anyway, there's a court case going on, and because Boss Maroney is on trial, and this is the first appearance of Boss Maroney, too.
Yeah, I didn't realize that he was a continuing character. I did look that up and saw that he's in a lot of stuff, actually, Boss Maroney. Yeah,
he's a big deal in the early Batman lore, because that's the first people Batman went up against, was the gangsters in Gotham.
Right.
So, it was him, Falcone, I think, was the other one.
I do remember Falcone. Falcone makes it to the cartoon and stuff.
Yeah. Falcone's the big one, I think. But Maroney was his rival, essentially, throughout it. And there was a couple other minor gangs, too. But the gangs were a big deal in early Batman Gotham. That's why he became Batman, to stop the gangs. And it's because... Well,
that's what was going on at the time, right? Like, that was mobsters were going on. It was
it was everything. Was mob.
No, I mean, in real life, 1942 and stuff, sure.
Yeah.
But in, like, this, it's the costume villains are... Well, I say that, but costume villains have been throughout this whole thing. But the costume villains crowds really started because Batman went out and started taking off. So the bad guys got flair, decided to do flair and take gimmicks and stuff on, too.
Batman's doing it, I'm doing it, too.
Exactly.
You know, I never really, until you just said that, I never really put it together. When we first started, he was the only costumed person.
Yeah.
But as you get on, the characters did develop so that now your bad guys are a little, there's more flair. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. That's neat.
Probably because they put the Joker on and people were like, oh my god, and they're like, let's make more Jokers. Let's just find a way to make more Jokers.
I do not give the creators credit this early on for that thinking.
Make 100 Jokers, different Jokers.
But to be fair, this Detective Comics Batman stories did start in the middle of his career. We got his origin a couple issues in, but
yeah, we did.
We didn't start there at all.
Yeah. No, not at all.
Anyway, so this is the basic Two-Face origin. If you don't know, they're on trial. Maroney says, "You're not putting me in jail." Essentially, he gets up and throws acid at Harvey Kent. In this case, Batman tries to stop him. And it gets thrown in his face, and it scars half his face because Batman managed to deflect it so it didn't get his whole face.
So it didn't get his whole face. Right. It was Batman was the reason why it didn't hit his entire face. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Even though he does Two-Face later, does start to blame Batman for his scars and stuff like that. But before, you got anything to say on the origin?
Me?
Yeah.
No. You explained it well.
Okay, because I have a few questions.
Okay.
One, how did the Boss Maroney get acid into the courthouse?
Well, they don't check anybody in 1942. You bring your gun in. Remember, the one guy was in jail with a gun. He had a gun.
That's fair. Okay.
So my guess is it was a lot easier to smuggle things in the 40s.
And two, how is Batman a credible witness wearing a mask, not giving his identity?
Yes, you're not even giving your name.
He has to go as Batman.
Maybe? Right, because he works for the police, he can go as Batman, I guess.
The person
who is dressed up as Batman isn't the person who's the witness to these crimes. Batman is.
Well, they don't know that because they don't know who the hell he is if he's not Batman.
But that's my point. Anybody can be dressed in that Batman costume right now.
That is true.
Right. But if somebody random showed up off the street and said they saw this stuff, can you prove that you were there? Well, I was dressed up as Batman. Well, why aren't you here as Batman? You have to be Batman because Batman was the witness to the crimes.
Maybe Batman's got ID. It's just a car, you know, driver's license says Batman on it.
If anybody can show up as Batman, it's like, why didn't Ronnie just dress someone up, one of his goons up as Batman and say he didn't do it?
I agree.
There's no way this. It's hard to believe that Batman's working with the police in the way he does. I can suspend my disbelief, but him actually going to trials and
a better way to do this was not make him a witness. Just have him in the stands, like he wanted to watch and make sure the guy got arrested or something, and jumped out and stopped it. He can't really be a witness.
Right. Or have him in the rafters or in the back or something.
Yeah.
Have him bust through a window.
I mean, I guess they're trying to tell a story quickly, too, so they got to have him right there, ready to go.
I mean, they do go on with this story for a while.
It's wordy. It's definitely a wordy story.
There's a lot of narration.
Yeah. Not terrible. But
I'm not saying that it's bad. Not by a long shot. This is one of the better origins, honestly.
I agree. This was good.
For one of the most tragic character villains in Batman, but it's hard to suspend your disbelief when somebody's stuff shows.
Like, why isn't he just on the stands in a chicken suit at this point? Because you can do whatever you want. You can just dress up however you want. It's let's make a deal now. You dress up and they pick you out of the crowd and throw you in the stand.
Because he's Batman.
But I mean, it's the only
explanation you need.
And it's also to the point, it's like, it's a joke now that the police department and every official in Gotham is so incompetent, they don't search people for acid. It's acid.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's just, I don't know.
So
it's contrived is what it is.
What he throws at him, though, there's a little bit of wording in here that he throws vitriol at him.
Right, it's a form of acid, though.
Well, right, but actually vitriol is like crude criticism of somebody. That's what that word means. So I thought it was kind of neat that that's what he threw at him.
Okay. He threw criticism at him.
Yeah. Right, yeah, basically that was their use of that, but
because they couldn't have a plausible explanation of how he's carrying acid in his pocket.
I guess so, but I thought it was just neat. I mean, vitriol is like, I think it's like sulfur or something.
Yeah, it's also that.
Yeah, but I thought it was a neat use of the chemical. I thought that was funny.
Anyhow, so I guess Maroney's going to jail because he just assaulted the district attorney, Batman, and everybody else. Even if
they don't even tell you what happens after him anymore. They just take him away.
Yeah,
That's it.
Well, you know what they did? They put handcuffs on him and said, "Batman, what do you want to do?" And Batman's like, "Electric chair, get him out of here."
Yeah, just
not no because he does return. He doesn't get an electric chair.
That's right. He does return. You're right.
But it's like, so I guess Maroney's going to jail because even if he was going to get off on the last one, he's definitely not getting off on this one because it's in front of everybody.
Right.
All right. So Harvey Kent is wrapped up in bandages, and they're talking about how long it takes him, like a month to heal.
Yeah.
And he takes off the bandages, and oh my god, he's hideous. I think.
Well, we don't see it for a while.
Yeah.
But
because
they
don't show it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just him in the background. He's always drawn to the one side of his face.
And already in the first spot where they take his mask off, like they take the bandages off, he's looking in the mirror and his suit on the left side is turning purple already.
Yes. Yes. His whole one side has changed, not just his face.
Yeah.
So my question is, did he get that suit specifically tailored that way? So, because he knew? Did they stitch two suits together to make that, or?
They're like, look, you're ugly on that side, so we're going to have to give you an ugly suit. And let me see that hand.
Or did they take his previous suit and just dye half of it purple?
Or maybe maybe the vitriol changed his suit color.
He did have the same suit on. It's a month ago, but he does have the same color suit on.
All I'm saying, if it's enough to burn and scar your face, it's enough to burn through your outfit.
Maybe he had a specially made acid-blocking suit, but it changed the color.
It also changed his hat, which he wasn't wearing in the courtroom.
Anyway, everyone's horrified. Even Batman's like, how gross he looks.
That's what I feel like. It's that bad. They're like, oh God, you're awful. Get out of here.
It's so bad that he's scaring people on the streets as he's walking by. Little kids.
Batman tells him he knows a miracle European specialist that can fix it.
Yeah, I don't think we're there yet, though.
That's the third panel. Yeah.
Yeah, he says it.
Yeah, we're not going there yet. Batman says he knows a man who can perform that miracle.
Is this where they... Yeah, and Batman's like, yeah, we'll try and get this. Good luck. And just leaves.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's like, no cunts. Doesn't console his friend in any way. We'll try to get it fixed. I got better things to do. See you later.
No, he's like, I can't stand to look at you anymore. I have to get out of here.
So gross. People are rude. Like, they're really nasty.
Yes.
Like,
they are, actually.
Nowadays, people are like, oh, it's such a shame for that guy. Here, they're like, oh, gross. Get out of here. You make me sick.
Kids are screaming on the street and shit.
Yeah, parents didn't even stop on their kids.
Kids are scared of them and stuff. Yeah, it's bad. So he goes home to his... Go ahead.
Isn't it the next page where they go to the doctor? Yeah.
We're not there yet, no.
Wait, well, on my comic, they take the bandages off. Batman says he knows somebody, and they take him straight to Europe.
Oh, no, they don't. No. Okay, it is here. They say Dr. Eckhart went to Germany. He's not there.
Okay. Right. Oh, yeah, and the Nazis put him in a concentration camp.
But the Nazis captured him and put him in a concentration camp, so they can't fix him.
This story's getting worse and worse.
So, yeah, the renowned plastic surgeon guy can't help him because he's in a concentration camp somewhere. I feel more bad for the doctor right now than I do Harvey Kent.
Right.
Yes.
But
what happens next is terrible, too.
Yeah, because he goes...
Well, what he says is, Batman, my fiance is a sculptress. She worships beauty. She'll hate me now because I'm ugly and horrible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't going to bring it up, but I guess since you brought it up, the whole theme is if you're ugly, you're worth shit in this
story. Yeah, you're terrible. You are so gross.
Yep. You are not worth anything. No one will love you.
I don't understand why this guy loses it, though.
I like it. I'm just glad it's not a PSA.
They treat him like crap from now on, and all that happened was he got his face burned.
Yeah, everyone's...
No wonder he flips out.
But, so he goes home, and I got the impression this is the first time he sees his fiance since the burn.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's what it is.
So, she didn't come see him in the hospital or any of that?
She heard he might be ugly.
Well, it's weird, because she's there when the doctor wraps his face.
Is she? Oh, yeah. She's there with the face wrapping.
But that's the same day she was at the courthouse.
Right.
Yeah. She figures by the time they take that off, a month later, he'll be fine.
Right. I don't want to look at him until he's better.
Yeah.
Well, what is interesting is that we get her name is Gilda, and that is the lore. She is her...
It definitely says first appearance in this, too. When it lists.
Because she does come back.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, he comes home, and we get the reveal of...
Dun-dun.
I guess it's Harvey Kent in half the picture and Frankenstein in the other half.
It looks like when the Incredible Hulk changes into the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, that too. But I don't think the Incredible... I got more Frankenstein than Hulk, but...
Yeah, it looks a little more Frankenstein, but it's the green, that you know, the bright green that's crazy.
Right.
Even his teeth are green.
Yeah.
To be fair, I mean, his fiance does freak out at the sight of him, but he doesn't really give her a chance. He says, look how ugly I am, and just kind of attacks her.
Yeah, well, you know why? Because he's been saying it since he found out he was ugly, that she's going to hate his guts. So he's already got that build up in his head that she's going to lose it.
Right. But she does say, no, I can't bear it. Please don't.
Yeah, I don't want to look at your ugly face.
And so he goes and smashes all the sculptures she had made of him.
Apparently she really did like how he looked, because apparently she made a ton of sculptures of him.
Yeah, because he was really, really handsome.
Yeah.
Now he's only half handsome.
Yeah, and half beast.
So he only smashes one side.
Yeah.
Yep. So he goes to his lair, I guess? I don't know. And
Everything's a lair once you turn into a bad guy. Like, your house is just a lair. Yeah.
That's fair. Okay.
Yeah.
But this is where we get the coin, because he finds the two-headed coin and scars one half of it.
Yep. And that stays forever.
Yes, it does. So.
Yeah, it makes it into the movies and everything, that coin.
I think this is one of the origins that they stuck pretty close to from here on out. But then he throws something through a window, or he punches a mirror or something. I don't know.
A bottle or a light bulb or something. A what?
It's a vase.
Oh. Like a I thought you said he throws a he throws mayonnaise. That's what I thought you said.
It might be mayonnaise. I don't know. It could be a jar of mayonnaise. It's a mirror. He smashes the mirror with a vase.
With something.
It doesn't say a vase anywhere, though.
Yeah, but if you look at it, like if you zoom in, see, I'm doing it on my phone so I can zoom in, and it's a vase.
Okay.
Hold on, let me zoom in. I got to lean forward and put my eye against the page. Hold on one second. All right, yeah, it's a vase.
Looks like a light bulb to me, but whatever.
It does look like a light
bulb. It's the shape of a light bulb.
Maybe he had an idea, and the light bulb popped above his head, and he grabbed it and threw it through the...
Smashed it with his thought light bulb.
So the gist of the coin is he's going to decide everything with a flip of a coin. One side's going to be good, the unscarred side face, and the bad side, the scarred face, is going to be bad. And he's going to flip a coin now to decide whether or not he's going to get the surgery from Eckhart when he's freed, or if he's going to turn to a life of crime. I don't know why he made that jump, but he did.
So we might as well discuss it now because we got both the hands together. When or why did his hand turn green?
Maybe it's contagious, that side, if he touches that side of the
maybe face. He put his hand up because it burned and got it on.
He did grab his face when it hit him.
That's true.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you answered your own question.
Yeah, thanks. I don't even need you guys anymore. You can go now.
You want to do the rest of the podcast by yourself?
Yeah, I don't even need you. I answer my own questions now. And I'm the only one who laughs at my jokes, so why are you even here?
I'm sorry. What were you saying?
I want to know if his foot is green.
Oh.
No, we never see it.
I know, and I'm upset by that.
I'm not going any further than that. Everything he has two of, one of them's green. That's all I'm going to say.
That's not true, because half his suit is purple.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have two suits. He's only got one suit. It's connected.
But it's not green.
Neither, and his face ain't orange. His face isn't orange.
You don't know that.
Yeah, it could be orange. It looks a little orange. Peachy orange.
Anyway, he flips the coin and crime wins.
I like that, like, now he starts doing, like, good things and bad things. I really enjoy that.
I just like that he went from, like, district attorney to, I'm going to flip a coin. I'm either going to go get surgery or go to a life of crime. There's no, like, I'm either going to go get surgery here or maybe see another doctor and see if I get a second opinion.
No, you got to go one extreme or the other with that coin.
My question is, why doesn't he still get the surgery and still do the crime if he's going to do the crime?
Yeah, I know. He's doing the crime either way.
I mean, why do you keep the scarred face? I mean, you're already insane, so you might as well go get a fix at this point, but whatever. Anyhow, so he turns his house into half good, half evil, too. I'm not sure how he managed to paint the lines the way that he did, but he did.
I love how half evil is, like, poop brown and, like, holes in the wall and stuff. That's the evil side.
Yeah, the lamp's, like, cracked. And
yeah, everything's broken. It looks like he smeared poop on his desk. It looks like there's poop on his desk.
Yeah, it's just a crappy apartment at that point. It's like,
but what's on the good side? Is there, like, a dragon on the wall? What is that on the behind him?
I think it's a stuffed head or something. It's kind of washed out, though.
Yeah, I think it's a plant.
Oh, because it's supposed to be good. It's supposed to be like life, and the other one's supposed to be like death.
And if you look death in the poop thing, it looks like there's like hanging vines from the
plant. It looks like a spider plant almost.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I guess somewhere in between, he hired some goons because
where they came from.
I guess
he magically has goons.
If you watch the Harley Quinn cartoon, you can just go to a place and hire goons.
Oh, really? You can just pick them up?
Yeah, they explained the whole economics behind hiring thugs and stuff like that.
I would like to see this cartoon. I'm going to have to watch this cartoon.
Well, just so you know, in New Jersey, if you work for construction or landscaping or something, in the mornings at 7 a.m., if you need workers, you go to the Wawa and you can hire guys who are standing outside waiting to be hired.
Or Home Depot. Home Depot's got people standing up there.
Same thing as exactly. So if you need guys, so Gotham, it's a New Jersey thing. If you need goons, you go to the store where the goons hang out and you just hire them.
Hold on. Gotham is in New Jersey.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Gotham's in New Jersey. So
I don't think you're getting this. You're saying if you can go in Gotham and have goons, but if I go to this Home Depot and I need goons, those guys will probably come be my goons.
I would bet that you could hire him. If you have money, they will do what you need. So
it's not just in Gotham. It's just Gotham, those guys outside of Home Depot. They're like, you're my goons. Instead, I don't need construction. Goons, get in the car, goons.
You guys, you want to get paid today? Just get in the car. Yeah, we'll go.
Yeah.
We're gonna
don't ask no questions. Yeah. We're going to give you all nicknames.
See, that's one thing that's not that far-fetched in here. He got his goons. He went and hired them in the morning.
Anyway, so he flips his coin and takes his goons to rob a bank one day. And then the next day, he robs a rival gangster and gives it to charity.
Yeah, because the good side popped up, so he made sure he gave it to charity.
And then in the next panel, we get a cop saying he's a murderer and that a jewelry store saying he looted my store. Meanwhile, this lady says he's a philanthropist and he paid off my mortgage.
Off the guy's mortgage, too. Was he standing outside the guy's house and was like, either I'm going to go in and kill this guy or I'm going to pay off his mortgage? Let's flip the coin.
Yeah, I guess today you live. Here, you get to live good because I paid your house off, too.
But even his goons are confused by his actions, wondering why they do the things they do. But he says, because, you know, two sides of everything, blah, 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 you know the drill by this point. Yeah.
Yes.
And so, by the way, all of his crimes that he does commit that are bad ones are, like, the second bank and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, yeah, everything's a two.
He's done all this, and Batman hasn't seen him yet.
Yeah, Batman's nowhere to be found. This was just so weird.
And then he just shows up eventually, but what the heck? Where is Batman while all this is going on?
You know how you don't want to say that he just likes to wait around until things get really bad.
He does. He sits around and watches, and then he's like, oh, I guess we better step in.
You know what? We've only seen things of word of mouth. It wasn't in the paper, and it wasn't over the radio.
Oh, that's right. He only uses the radio. or if they put on like a marquee outside of a theater or something, he sees it.
Word hasn't gotten back. Nobody's doing light Morse code.
Right, no Nobody Morse code.
Is. He's that's got true. No way to track Harvey Kent.
Or maybe he's really taken to the police life and only goes after people he's told to go after.
Or maybe he's falling into the police like Gotham. He's going to start like not even going after people.
Just being lazy. that guy's got too many hired goons today. I'm not going there.
That looks hard. I'm not doing that.
It's too tough, that one.
Anyway, he's going to go rob a bus or something. I don't know. Apparently, it carries 20 grand.
There's a guy that gets on. This is another thing I didn't get. There's a guy that gets on the bus and transports 20 grand every day at 9 a.m. Now, everybody knows this? This is common knowledge. People are just talking about it like it's common knowledge. So these guys steal the bus. So when he gets on,
whatever the Brown Bond Company is, they really hide their treasury thing,
right?
You know.
But anyway, I'm confused. It's a tour bus.
It's a double decker tour bus. Well, maybe they pick up people at 9 a.m.
Maybe it doubles. It's a two thing. It's a regular bus and a tour bus. It depends on what time you get
from
on.
From 9 to 11, we're a regular bus. Starting at 12 o'clock, we do tours.
You already said it. It's a double decker.
It's a double decker.
It's a tour on top, business on the bottom.
Man, they stuck to it here, I'll tell you that.
Anyway, he dresses his goons up as bus guys, and they steal it, I guess. Yeah.
And they make the guy pay the fare when he gets home first, before they try to rob him of his 20 grand or whatever it is.
Yeah, they gotta get him to pull his wallet out first.
And then Batman and Robin finally show up.
And do they know something's going on with the bus?
That's what I was about to say. I was like, there's just a bus driving by. That guy just paid his fare. Nothing illegal's happening yet.
Oh, no. Guess what's going on? The guy got on the top of the bus. Because it says, Batman, look over there on top of that bus. So they're robbing him on top of the bus in front of everybody.
I guess.
And Batman and Robin are in the right place at the right time, and they see the guy getting robbed.
Yep. And so they attack, but Two-Face draws a gun, and Batman's like, wait, I just want to talk to you, because we were friends, right? And he's like, no. He tells his goons to attack, and they attack, and one of the goons gets kicked by Robin, and accidentally shoots the driver.
And kills him. Yeah.
So, the guy Robin kicks looks identical to the driver.
And he's in the same position.
So I don't know if they were twins or what happened here. But
oh my god, he shot his twin brother?
Yeah.
So Robin kicks this guy so perfectly off the top of the bus that he drops down into the open doorway and fires at the exact time when he passes through the doorway to shoot the driver.
Yes.
Yeah.
But what's wrong with that? I didn't count it as a kill count because Robin didn't actually
right.
intend to do it.
Love. Yeah, what's wrong Robin with that? Didn't kill that guy.
Besides the fact that to get up to the top, second top of the bus, the top of the bus is a spiral staircase too, by the way. So
I thought it was a slide to get
there. It does look like a slide too. It does look kind of a slide. That looks like a fun bus.
Anyway, Batman gets knocked down. Robin gets knocked out.
He does.
For the I don't think Batman gets knocked out because it doesn't say, but Robin gets knocked out for the 24th time.
If Robin or Batman are in a panel with one of those blackjacks, they're knocked out. Like, I don't even think they get hit in the head anymore. I think they see that blackjack and fall on the ground.
It's possible. Anyway. So, yeah, Two-Face manages to get away, but the bus is out of control now. And Robin wakes up just in time to be able to pull the handbrake, and so that it lightly taps one of the buildings and does not smash into it.
Bunk. Yep.
So Batman is knocked out.
No, he's on top of the bus, I think.
I think he gets knocked out because in the panel where he's fighting Harvey Kent, the guy has a blackjack in his hand.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Because and then it does say,
the bus swings says, madly. Wah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, but he's still talking there. That's what I'm saying. He's still conscious.
Yeah.
As he's falling, he can't get out of full sight.
Yeah, but I think he fell off the bus.
Oh, maybe he fell off.
Okay, spilling so the Batman Robin's heavily.
On the bus.
Yeah, it says spilling the Batman heavily. That's you're like, right. Off the bus.
He's off the bus.
All right. Anyhow, back to Harvey Kent or Two-Face's lair.
So the lair now looks like the whole thing's covered in poop now. Right? It's all brown now.
No, mine's split in half.
But it's split in half. It's a light poop on one side and a dark poop on the
okay,
other side.
Okay, and the mirror's broken on one side and the mirror's not broken on the other side. I see
on
that.
Mine, it's yellow in half and brown on the other.
Oh, I got brown and tan. That's what I got.
That's what I have, brown and tan.
I guess that could be what this is, but it looks more yellow to me.
Yeah. So it's poop and pee.
Yes. Yes.
Anyway, Two-Face is looking at himself in the mirror. This is the start of really stupidity in this one, because he smashes the mirror and asks how the mirror got hung up, and his goon says it was an accident. How do you accidentally hang a mirror?
And also, you didn't know there was a full mirror when on the other side there's a broken mirror?
Yeah, there's that too, but that's my point is, he had to go out of his way to buy a mirror or find a mirror and then nail it and put a nail in and hang that thing in order to do it. There was no accident.
Maybe he meant the accident was he didn't take it down. You think?
Nah, he accidentally fell and the nail slipped into the wall and another guy tripped with the mirror and it hung on it. And they're like, oh, this is a good spot. Let's leave it.
Because Two-Face says, I gave orders not to have any mirrors in my house. Who put this mirror up?
Oh, yeah. That is what he says.
And the goon says, I forgot. It was an accident. And he says, so it's this guy deserves what he gets. This is also the guy that accidentally shot the other guy earlier. Right. And Two-Face had enough of his shit. He's like, I'm pulling you over to the dark side of the room here. We're going to flip this coin and see if you live or die. And the bad side comes up and he shoots him dead.
Yeah, he kills
deservedly.
That's Two-Face's one kill.
Oh, is that his first kill?
I don't know.
I wasn't keeping a Two-Face kill count.
I was kidding. I was just making it up anyway.
Because he there's no way he gets as high as Joker, so. Anyway, this is where this tells us about how he does things in a two-decker bus. He's going to rob a two-feature movie house next.
Right. Because it's a double feature.
Excuse me.
TJ's choking. Let's go on without him.
Keep going. Okay, so they decide to rob a double feature, and in the movie is Superman.
Yeah, Superman's playing in the movie theater.
And even on Superman's screen is split between purple and pink.
Hold on, you guys skipped a whole section.
Well, don't choke while we're on here then.
This is I guess this is why I do this part. So,
what did we skip?
Two-Face is telling him the plan, but then Batman and Robin are examining the dead goon's body, and fines.
Oh, yeah. Well, we skipped that because it's stupid. That's why we skipped it.
It's really stupid.
Fines a piece of paper chopped to his shoe by gum, and it's a map of the theater Two-Face is going to rob. So I guess Two-Face is just leaving maps of his planes around, and people can step on it and drag it out with them.
Yeah, take it with them. He drew a map, too. Like, it's like a hand-drawn map.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. Goons are really, really bad at this.
Yeah. Well, that's why we skipped that part.
He just hired them this morning.
Right. He just picked them up at Wawa or Home Depot.
Yes.
No, because he's been with them for a few jobs now. These are the same exact guys.
Oh, you don't pick up new goons every day?
I mean,
sometimes. It depends.
Two-Face does it.
Well, I mean, the same guy's probably sitting outside,
too. But look, you have to understand, this is the first time he hired goons.
Right, right. He don't really know what he's doing yet.
Exactly. So
and two of them are dead.
Exactly. So he's like, I guess I have to stick with the ones I hired, you know? So then Batman and Robin go off to the theater, and that's where we see Superman. And you were saying something about a split feature? I don't see it, Lump.
He's saying that half the screen's purple, half is pink. It is, but I think it's smoke coming over.
It was smoke. I was just joking. We were just going on while you were joking. Yeah.
But in the front row of that movie theater, it looked like Bugs Bunny was sitting up there. Do you see her down in the front? I think it's a little girl with a bow in her hair.
I'm guessing she has a bow or something. Yeah, yeah, I see it.
So is this a Superman movie they're watching?
I think it's like a serial in the beginning of a movie. Right?
But Superman exists in this world.
Yeah. that's a little confusing. That's a little confusing. Is it? What was the guy's name? His name was Reeves, too, wasn't it? Not Christopher Reeves. Jim Reeves that did the serials. What was his name?
Well,
I don't remember.
The thing is, here's the question, and I wasn't really going to get into this, but now I'm going to. So what I had read earlier was that Harvey Kent is Two-Face from Earth 1, and Harvey Dent is Two-Face from Earth 2. So is Superman in this Earth?
No, he is, because Earth 1, because I've explained this 7 times in this podcast already.
I don't really listen to you.
I know. Earth 1 is the continuity from 1930s, whenever to start it, to 1980, whatever, where the crossover Infinite Crisis Earth happened. All that continuity is Earth 1. Everything after that is Earth 2.
I can explain it easier. Yes, Superman's in this world because they have a comic book with Batman and Superman in it called World's Finest.
Thank you.
Well, I'm actually curious when we get to the next Harvey Kent episode, then.
If it's Harvey Dent
or Harvey Kent.
Well, it's probably Kent for that one because it's the continuation of the first story.
I would assume, yes.
They should have just said it was a typo.
Right? That's what I would have done. I'd be like, oh, we just messed up.
Yeah, it's a type. The D was broken. The D was broken. We used the K instead.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Superman movie, or maybe it's a newsreel. Maybe that's them watching Superman in Metropolis or something.
Maybe.
But the projector stops and people start clapping to get it back on because I guess that's how you did that. Do that.
That's annoying. Like if I'm trying to fix a projector and the audience starts clapping, I'm gonna throw it down and walk out. So you do it then.
But then a new movie appears on the screen saying, everybody stay in your seat, this is a holdup. And then Two-Face on the screen and telling them, there's guys with machine guns, and just put your jewels and stuff in the bag. And
if it comes up on the screen at the movie theater, say, everybody stay in your seat, this is a holdup, I'm running out the door.
But there are guys with machine guns up on
the screen. Yeah, there are guys on the day. That's a little scary. The machine gun thing's a little scary.
And this guy that's taking their money doesn't even have a face.
Yeah, he's got no face. He's no face. We got
two faces. Oh, my God. That guy who used to steal faces and put them on flowers took his face.
It's a faceless face guy. Yeah. Well, we don't mention the flowers.
We'll talk about that.
No one ever mentions the flowers again.
If you get up when the screen says everybody stay in your seat, there's a hold up, I'm yelling at you for getting up. You're supposed to follow directions in the movie theater.
I would have jumped up and then saw the guy with the machine gun and be like, sorry, I wasn't going anywhere else.
Oops, here. I meant to sit down.
I had to go to the bathroom. I didn't even see what that said. I'm sorry. I'm stay right here.
I will stay here.
Anyway, the goons are talking about how smart he is from, you know, switching out a movie reel. But whatever. Robin busts in and beats up the guys trying to fix the controlling the projector. And then goes and put a spotlight on Batman so the guys with the machine guns can see him and shoot him.
Yeah, yeah, that wasn't a great idea.
Anyway, Batman swings down, beats them up, and him and Two-Face get into a fight. But Two-Face, a couple shots go off, but Two-Face like, I'm not going to jail, and starts running away. He runs away. Batman chases, but Two-Face is gone. But he had stolen a car, and a cop sees him and shoots out his tire. And so he managed to somehow get out unscathed, because they make a point of telling us that. And he goes later back on, to his...
Later on, we find out that that police officer totally overreacted.
I know. We're going to get to that in a moment.
Okay, okay.
Two-Face runs back...
I disagree, but
Two-Face,
we'll get to it.
Two-Face goes back to his lair, but Batman's there, and he's like, Hal. He says, very simple. When you were driving down that one-way street, the cop tried to get your attention, and he didn't know you were stole that car. He was just trying to get you to turn around, essentially.
So the guy was going down a one-way street, and the cop can't get his attention, so he shoots his tire out?
No, Two-Face tries to run the cop over. That's
what it looks like in the panel, but Batman says he was just trying to get your attention.
So no, the cop in the one is trying to get his attention, and then Two-Face is like, this guy knows he's got me, so he tries to speed at him and try to run him over.
All right, so now we'll forgive the cop on that one, then.
Yeah, you're right. But Batman says he saw all that go down, and he followed him to his lair. Why? Why did you wait till you get home?
Well, Batman does this shit a lot. Because we've had ones where he's like, there's the Joker, I'm just going to watch him for a while. You already know you can arrest him, he broke out of jail.
Yeah, but Batman needs to know where he lives, because if he doesn't get into jail, or he gets out of jail, he needs to know where to go.
He was Harvey Kent's best friend or something, and he shouldn't know where he lives.
Yeah.
He knows where his house is. He doesn't know where his lair is.
He turned his house into his lair.
Yeah, he just pooped all over to one side of his house. That's all he did.
They didn't say he moved or went to a hotel or something.
His fiance lives in his house.
No, she doesn't.
No, she doesn't even know what he looks like.
He goes to her apartment. And back then, if you remember, because Bruce Wayne didn't live with his fiance in the beginning either.
Yeah, you don't live together until you're married. You get married, then you find out that you hate her.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't get to try it out. You don't get to live with her for years first before you get married.
I'm glad we changed all that.
Yeah, yeah, that's probably a good thing. You probably should live with somebody for a while before you just move in with them after you get married. Yeah.
I will agree with that.
You get married and then you move in together. You find out, like, she's disgusting. Like, she's, like, leaves trash all over the house and stuff. She's a hoarder. And you're stuck with her now.
Anyway, Two-Face is going to shoot Batman. And Batman's like, you're not going to shoot me. And Two-Face is like, all right, let's flip a coin. Bad side, I shoot you. Good side, I do what you say and I turn myself in and stuff. And he flips a coin. And it lands on its side. It lands
in the middle of the good and bad side of the room.
Yep.
Yep.
So he must have had like
a crack.
Yeah, he must have had
Well, he had to saw the whole thing in half to get it to go down the middle like that.
Right, right. It must have like a line cut right down the middle of that room.
Uh-huh, because it lands on that. And we don't find out what happens because the comic tells us, tune in October to find out what happened.
Crazy. In October, that's 2 months away.
Uh-huh. So, the end, I guess?
For now?
Yeah, goodbye for now. That's it. Goodbye for now.
All right.
Weird. Weird. All right. What do we get here? We got...
After that, I got an ad for Kool-Aid bubblegum.
Oh, that sounds good.
For yeah, one I'm set, for a penny each.
Wow, Kool-Aid's been around since the 40s.
Yeah.
Can you order that for me?
I don't think so. I don't think they exist anymore. But I thought it was
not. If you do get it, it's probably gonna be hard as a rock by now.
I like that. I'll take it.
There's a blue one and a red one. It looks like. So I don't know. I just thought it was neat. So
yeah, I don't remember Kool-Aid. I remember Gatorade gum. Do you remember Gatorade gum?
No,
I don't. I never had
Gatorade.
That.
Had a green gum. It was really good, but it ran out of flavor really fast. But it was good when you first put it in your mouth.
You can still get Kool-Aid bubble gum.
Really?
Kool-Aid gum. 219 at Old Time Candy.
Oh, so it's one of them.
There's, yeah.
They sell like old licorice and whorehounds and stuff like that.
They have grape, tropical punch, and cherry.
You gotta get the cherry for now, right?
You're gonna have to order it.
Hey, God, who was in this one, Uncle Chris?
All right, appearances. Crimes of Two-Face is what I have. The Crimes of Two-Face. So, is that what you said it was called?
Crimes of Two-Face, yes.
Okay. Batman, Robin, I wasn't listening to you in the beginning. I was, you know.
No one ever listens to me. It's okay. I'm just running the entire podcast. It's okay.
Two-Face's first appearance, Boss Maroni's first appearance, Gilda's first appearance, and then Joe. But he says it's his only appearance and he dies. Poor Joe.
Damn it, Joe.
Location's Gotham City, and then the item listed is Two-Face's coin, which lasts, like I said, forever.
Yep.
And then we got a behind-the-scenes thing. It says, Harvey Kent's name will eventually become Harvey Dent.
Yeah. I mean, what'd you guys think for a first appearance?
Decent.
I really liked it. I liked it a lot. It was wordy, but it was one of those ones that were wordy, but kept me interested. Like, I did actually really... I was in suspense. I wanted to keep
reading, I think the origin story is good. Yes, we did poke some holes into it, but I like the way he's good and bad. He flips the coin. The coin's a big deal to me on that. Like, it's a huge part of his lore. I like it.
I was a little mad at the ending because I did want to read the next one, but that's like six podcasts away from this one.
Like, now, we were talking about in the beginning, it says October, but I just automatically assumed the next one was October. So when we got to the next one, I'm like, what is going on here?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was decent. It's about time we got another one. We've been hanging around with the Joker for a while. Catwoman shows up every now and again, and then Penguin's sporadic through too, but we needed a new one.
They've been throwing the Joker in a lot. He's getting a little, like, a lot of his stuff's getting a little wacky for a little while, too. I liked him, but they're throwing some weird things in with the Joker right now.
Yeah. But yeah, and we definitely needed another Rogues Gallery to spice this up a bit.
Right.
I guess that's it. Anything else?
Well, what do you think Two-Face's favorite type of vehicular damage is? What kind of vehicular damage do you think Two-Face likes? an RV dent.
No idea.
He likes an RV dent. That's what he likes. RV dent. Get it? Like, for an RV, it's got a dent in it. Come on. It's funny. All right. Bye.
TJ here from Comics and Us, just here to plug the social media. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is @EveryTNUs because someone took everything and us, but the name of the Twitter page is Everything and Us Podcast, and then the handle is @EveryTNUs. You can also check us out on Instagram, which is also Everything and Us. These all encapsulate all the podcasts that I do, but you're going to find all your updates for Comics and Us, Anime and Us, so forth and so forth. You can also contact us right now at everythinginuspodcasts@gmail.com. Still working on the website. And until then, that's where you can get a hold of us. That's all. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye.